host has spent decades studying the Bible in the original languages. He holds degrees from the University of Wisconsin, Moody Bible Institute, Asbury Theological Seminary, and Bethel Theological Seminary. With the help of some of his friends, in 1994, Dr. Rako founded a national volunteer ministry to hunters. He is an author, dog trainer, and speaker. Tom served as a full-time pastor for 36 years. Now here is your host, Dr. Tom Rako.
Thanks for joining us here on the Rockdale Publications Quill. During today's program, you'll be hearing a couple of entries from my book, Devotions for Hunters and Anglers. One has to do with antlers, and the other has to do with fishing form. I hope you enjoy today's program. Now, here's reading the first entry, Joel Pierce.
Old antlers never die, but they will burn. Scripture reading, 2 Peter 3, 1-14. A while back, a friend of mine had a fire in his garage. Not only did Lewis lose his building and normal contents one would expect to find there, but he also lost his compound bow, portable tree stand, and perhaps even tougher to take, more than 24 whitetail racks that were hung inside. Later, when he and family members sifted through the debris, they managed to find only a small chunk of one antler. Everything else had gone up in flames. I have to say that this individual took it quite well, better than I'm sure I ever would. Lewis somehow managed to keep these material things, and even those with sentimental value, in their proper perspective. Nevertheless, when you stop to think about it, every single antler will one day be turned into ashes. According to the scriptures, there is coming a time when the entire physical world as we know it will be burned up. This will come about when Jesus Christ returns to judge the earth. The Bible tells us, "The heavens will disappear with a roar, the elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare." Yes, there is coming a time when all the physical things that we hold dear in this world will be dissolved. Indeed, we need to realize the material things of this world, which we so frequently allow to capture our affection and hard-earned currency, are fading away. That's right. Every rifle, bow, boat, cabin, car, and truck will eventually be dissolved. This fact should have a powerful effect upon encouraging us to live in a manner which is pleasing to God. As Peter challenged his readers, since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? Prayer. Lord Jesus, help me to live for what is eternal. Amen.
Dr. Tom Rako has pulled together 60 hunting and angling devotionals. Every entry has a selected Bible passage to read and a story or personal experience tied into the scriptural point. Some of the titles for entries found in Devotions for Hunters and Anglers include Buck Fever, The Antlered Doe, Catfish Corner, Barnyard Buck, Rabbit Hunt Romance, The Prodigal Pooch, A Case of Pheasant Forensics, Once in a Lifetime Moose Hunt, and Grin and Bear It. You don't have to hunt or fish to enjoy this book. It's a great read for anyone, young or old. To order your copy of Devotions for Hunters and Anglers by Dr. Tom Rako, go to the Rockdove Publications website, rockdove.com. Visit rockdove.com today.
How's your fishing form? Scripture reading, Luke 11, 1-3. Time and again, my line floated undisturbed past a partially submerged snag. It was the same place where earlier I had felt the solid tug of a good trout on my fly rod. Suddenly, it struck me what was wrong. I'd been so busy trying to make the right presentation that I hadn't noticed my fly was missing. Since the previous strike, I'd been fishing without a hook. Unfortunately, Many well-meaning church people are doing something similar. Although they may be sincere and appear to others as having it all together, in reality they are merely going through the motions. Like an eggshell drained of its contents, so these appear outwardly to have something within, but inside they are empty. They have what Paul refers to in the New Testament as a form of godliness, 2 Timothy 3:5. The truth of the matter is a person can be baptized, confirmed, join the organized church, and never read the Bible on a regular basis. Nevertheless, if that individual has never been born again, John 3:3, his or her religion is empty. Such individuals are like artificial flowers. They outwardly look like the real thing, but there is no life within. They are disconnected, like a branch that has been severed from the tree. Such hypocrites are like clouds that have no rain within. As the Apostle Paul pointed out to the Christians in Rome, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ. Romans 8:9. However, the good news is that by simple faith in Jesus Christ, we can receive the promise of the Holy Spirit. Prayer. Lord, thank you for making it possible to live the Christian life by granting the gift of your Holy Spirit. Amen.
The Quilted Arrow, home of intelligent, stylish English pointers with bloodline streams from Hall of Fame champion Guard Rail. If you have a desire to one day own a classy American-bred English pointer, the Quilted Arrow periodically has puppies available. Contact the Quilted Arrow to find out more. Or perhaps you already have a young pointer that needs help in becoming all they were meant to be. With a little investment, you can become your hunting partner's favorite trainer. There is a limited opportunity for hands-on coaching, but no worries. You can also schedule some personal FaceTime coaching. Again, if you have a strong interest in one day owning an American-bred English pointer, or want to take the next step in helping your bird dog be all that they were created to be, visit the Rockdove Publications website at rockdove.com. Don't delay. Visit rockdove.com today.
You know, as Joel read from that entry, old antlers never die, but they will burn. I still remember how amazing it was to me how well Louis took that. And the fact is, everything we possess will one day be destroyed. And that's why Peter said, seeing then that all these things are going to be dissolved, what manner of people ought we to be, there in 2 Peter chapter 3. And as Day shared about the fishing form, so many times we go through the form, but there needs to be a reality underneath. And that reality is based in the person and work of Jesus Christ. You know, I think of how John, in his first letter, said, we love him because he first loved us. When we realize how much God loves us, that he sent his son to be the sacrifice for us because we could not make up for the sins that we had committed. We could not pay the price, but he paid the price in full. He said, it is finished, and that price was paid in full. When we realize what he has done for us and how much he loves for us, there should be a reality that comes forth in our life. Now, we're all phonies from time to time, sadly. We're all somewhat hypocritical at times. And yet, God wants to continue to transform us. And we are to be not transformed by this world, not to be conformed by this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, according to Romans chapter 12. You know, as the Spirit of Jesus Christ lives inside of us, there's a reality that will come out. And I trust that today you have surrendered your life to Christ. He begins a work in us, and then he's the one who carries it on to completion. In fact, Paul told the Philippians, he who began a good work in you in chapter 1 will carry it on to completion in Christ, that when God starts that work in us, he will complete us. We have a long ways to go. I know I do. And yet God will complete that work. I don't know how he's going to get all that work done, but he will. And we can trust him to do that. We can look to him. I hope that you'll join us again next week here on the Rockdove Publications Quill.
You have been listening to the Rock Dove Publications podcast with your host, Dr. Tom Rako. This program has also been brought to you by The Quilted Arrow, home of intelligent, stylish, field-bred English pointers with bloodline streams from Hall of Fame champion Guardrail. Thank you so much for listening. Now this is Beth Rako inviting you to join us again next time on the Rock Dove Publications podcast.